If I've spoken to Mickey Booth and mentioned Tom Voice, and I'm talking about the original Tom Voice, not the one we had later on, Mickey Booth would burst into tears. He loved that man.
I didn't know him very well. John would probably tell more than me, you know, but he seemed a character, yeah.
John Watkins, your memories of Tom Voice then?
Well, somebody once told me I was his third cousin. But
really?
Yeah, so he was a superman, very humble, always great to talk to.
Mickey Booth said he always used to sit next to him on the coach if he could, because he could learn so much.
I believe so. I mean, he must have.
And he gave him his shirt, apparently, which is now hanging up at Twickenham. Mickey had it framed and is now in Twickenham.
Right. I didn't know that.
So, tell me about life as a player when you were...
I loved training. I did like running, and that was the worst thing happened to me, my knee. I stopped running, but I used to love getting out there, running up Robinswood Hill with Ivor. Yeah, it was great.
And what about the guys you played with? I mean, you know, you're friends with all these people now, but do you still keep in touch with lots of the players you played with?
Yeah, I try to, yeah. I mean, to be honest, that's one of the greatest things in my career is when you get selected for captain by the actual people you're playing with. I mean, it's not like today where you get the boss man makes the captain. You know, I was very fortunate to be made captain 3 years, and I'll always treasure that.
Now, there was a bit of confusion about the number of games you played. I found out in the Heritage website that it said 386 appearances, 104 tries, 7 England caps, Barbarian, County Championship winner 3 times, etc., etc. But you told me that the number of appearances might not be quite right.
Well, I think they're right now, but I always thought I had 486. And I was so disappointed, because if I'd have been playing for Bristol or Bath, they would have took those county games into it, and I'd have been over 500. But fortunately, well, not maybe not fortunately, but in some ways I was quite happy that I've only played 386.
And you went on to refereeing afterwards, didn't you, I think?
I refereed 16 seasons and really enjoyed that.
Do you do anything with refereeing now? Do you go assessing or anything?
Oh, no, I did that for a couple of years. It was me neither.
And I looked up about you, and there was a quote from Doc Phil Pritchard, who we've been talked about with his cricket and whatever. And Phil Pritchard said, "The most committed and dedicated rugby player I ever saw, a real honour to be on the same field." He likes you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a nice bloke, fair play to him.
And he's clearly right.
I think so, yeah.
Now let's go on to Brian Vine. Brian, tell me a bit about yourself then.
Where do you want me to start, Lydney?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I went through the youth system at Lydney, and then John Morris, who was a very class player, was captain of Lydney at the time, and he said to me, he said, "Do you reckon you could play outside half?" I said, "What?" Because I was playing scrum half for the coach and all when I started off. I said, "Well," I said, "not really, but I'll have a go." He said, "Don't worry, I'll do the kicking, you just do the running." So that's how my career developed from Lydney. And of course, as I stayed there for 3 years, and then a young guy called Ian Wilkins came along, and he's a fly half. So then they pushed me out to the centre to obviously make Lydney a better team. And as it went on, after 3 years, as I was playing against these Gloucester boys, well, some of these, you know, at Lydney.
Boxing Day, when you used to soak the balls for four days before, and you make them harder for them to kick.
That's right. Mike Nichols came in the bar after we finished playing, and he sneakily came up the side of me and he said, "If you had any sense, you'd get your backside up to Gloucester." I thought, that sounds okay. So the following season, I made the change and came up here. And of course, then I met all these guys then. And of course, it was a new era then. So
I made 100 appearances, scoring about 70 tries.
Well, I made over that. I can't remember quite how many. But yeah, as time went on, it got better and better. And well, of course, they had a massive pack, which I loved playing behind because you had plenty of ball and that. And of course, my game was... Like you had John Bayliss when I first came here, it was all crash, bang, wallop up the middle. Well, I'm only 12 and a half stone at the most, so my game was footwork and passing. So and Mickey Booth said, "Well, just hang on a bit, mate, just bear with us and things will work out." And that's how it finally developed. Like,
and how good was Mickey Booth then? Because whenever I ask him, he tells me he was really good. And people like Starmer Smith said he was the greatest scrum half never to play for England.
Yeah, I had a lot of time for him because he was a forward thinking sort of person. Although John Morris, my other captain I played, they were like rivals for the scrum half position, but they were both clever, and I learned a lot off both of them, really, and it was fantastic, really.